This is a reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center for December 2023. Our mission. The Sudbury Senior Center mission is to support the dignity, independence, and well-being of Sudbury's older adults and their families by providing programs and services in a welcoming environment for all. A note from Deborah Galloway, director. Wow, we are getting close to our moving dates. We are excited, but also beginning to feel a bit nostalgic about our cozy senior center spaces. We will miss some features of this space, including the relaxed open atmosphere at the front desk and lounge, the old-fashioned gym with the rock band logos, and being in close proximity to the program rooms. At the same time, we are thrilled about the new, clean, freshly painted senior center spaces in the new building. We look forward to welcoming you to our new cafe and lounge areas, to new program rooms, and to a more integrated community center, where you will easily walk from the senior center to the park and recreation space and Atkinson Pool. In the spring, when the entire building and outdoor spaces are finished, we will celebrate with you at a grand opening. As you know, we continue to look for your suggestions and for new instructors, facilitators, and leaders for programs. Please reach out via our suggestion box or via email with your ideas. We will be offering new fitness, wellness, arts, and crafts workshops and classes in January and February. Look for information in our January newsletter. New classes in January and February include Drums Alive, Golden Beats, new mat yoga with Rebecca, new art classes, tech workshops, and more. And again, those move dates. The Senior Center closes to public end of day, Friday, December 8th, and reopens to the public Tuesday, January 2nd. From the academic section, the Great Courses DVD series, Museum Masterpieces, the National Gallery in London on Zoom during December, no Zoom on December 11th, day Mondays, time 10 to 11 a.m. Of all the world's great art museums, the National Gallery London is the only place where you can truly grasp the breathtaking scope of European painting between 1200 and 1900. Established in 1824, the National Gallery was commissioned as the People's Museum, a cultural institution meant to reflect the artistic legacy both of Great Britain and of the European continent. Concert Masterworks on Zoom during December. No Zoom on December 12th. Day, Tuesdays. Time, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Have you ever wondered what goes through a composer's mind during those magical months when a musical composition is being notated on paper? Have you tried to imagine that creative process that boils inside geniuses like Dvorak, Strauss, Mozart, or Liszt? Find out by watching this interesting series. Living the French Revolution, Wednesday, December 6th, is the last class. Persian Empire on Zoom beginning December 27th, day Wednesdays, time 9:30 to 11 a.m. What do we know about the Persian Empire? For most of the past 2,500 years, we've heard about it from the ancient Greek perspective, a decadent civilization run by despots, the villains who lost the Battle of Marathon and supplied the fodder for bad guys in literature and film. But is this image really accurate? Recent scholarship examining the Persian Empire from the Persian perspective has discovered a major force that has had a lasting influence on the world in terms of administration, economics, religion, architecture, and more. Please email Sherry Finley to sign up for the Great Courses DVD series and current events. Sherry can be reached at finleyc, F-I-N-L-E-Y-C, at sudbury.ma.us. Current events discussion, hybrid meeting on December 7th, day Thursdays, time 10 a.m. Due to the move, current events will switch to all virtual on December 14th, 21st and 28th. Join in this respectful discussion of world events with facilitator Don Sherman. Sign up by calling us at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Stamp Club News. Due to the move, Stamp Club will meet on Monday, December 4th from 10 to 11 a.m. Did you know that regular members of the Stamp Club have expertise in evaluating the value of a stamp collection, one that you might just have hanging around and don't know what to do with? Sell? Donate? Stop by the Stamp Club meeting on the second Monday of the month at 10 a.m. The group also wants to thank friends who drop off current used stamps at the center's front desk, many times anonymously, and shout out to the staff at the tax collector's office who regularly pass on a large assortment of used stamps. Watercolors, groups, and crafts. Joy of Watercolors Workshop with Angela Ackerman. Winter Watercolor Workshop. Time 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. or 1:45 to 3:45 p.m. The date, Friday, December 1st. Cost is $15. Students will be playing around with snow scenes, winter greenery, winter animals or birds, and any ideas they like for a winter watercolor painting. Get creative, bring in a photo or an item that will inspire you. Please write a check payable to Town of Sudbury to reserve your spot. All levels welcome. Register. Please sign up in advance by contacting the Senior Center at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Please pay the fee as soon as possible after registration. Choose one time slot. Note, scholarship may be available. Contact Ana Cristina Oliveira. From the group section, short story group, no meeting in December. Next meeting will be January 22nd, fourth Monday of the month, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Stamp Club, Monday, December 4th, due to the move, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Grief Support Group, first Tuesday of the month, December 5th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Make a Holiday Boxwood Tree. Time, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Date, Wednesday, December 6th. Cost, $35 per tree. The Sudbury Garden Club will be hosting this workshop at the Sudbury Senior Center. Boxwood tips, container, oasis, and decorations will be provided. Please bring your clippers and work with our team to create a beautiful holiday arrangement. Also, all are welcome to help us make small trees for the residents of the Sudbury Pines Nursing Home. All supplies will be provided. We love giving the gift of flowers. The cost to make a full-sized boxwood tree, including all supplies, is $35. Please stop by the Senior Center to write a check payable to the Sudbury Garden Club to reserve your spot. Must sign up by Friday, December 1st. If you have questions or need further information, please call Sharon Wilkes, Program Director, at 978-443-3055. From the Fitness Classes section, Fit for the Future, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 12 p.m. No classes December 11th through December 29th. $4 at check-in, exact change only, instructor Lois Lev. Tai Chi, Mondays from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Cost $48. Instructor John Woodward. 8-week session. November 27th through February 5th. December 11th, 18th. Classes will be at the Congregation Bethel. No classes December 25th, January 1st and 15th. Tai Chi is an ancient form of Chinese exercise that enhances the flow of internal energy in the body utilizing slow movements. John is a certified Tai Chi instructor and teaches at several local fitness clubs and senior centers. Mindful Living with Meditation, Wednesdays 1 to 2 p.m., cost $30. Instructor Lisa Campbell. 5-week session, November 8th through December 20th. December 13th, 20th will be at Congregation Bethel. No class December 27th. Learn practices of mindful awareness and gentle breathing exercises to help manage stress and cultivate deeper gratitude and well-being in your life. Lisa is the founder of Mind Fulfilled Meditation, LLC. Zumba Gold, Thursdays 11 to 11:55 a.m., cost $48, instructor Yachun Lin, 8-week session from November 2nd through January 18th, no classes November 23rd, December 14th, 21st, and 28th. Zumba Gold is a fun cardio class with low-impact movements that are gentle to your joints. Each class is like a dance party with easy-to-follow steps. Finishes with balance practice and stretch exercises to increase flexibility. Yachun is an AFAA certified group fitness instructor. Intermediate Tap Dance, Thursdays 9:15 to 10:15 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Susan Craver, 8-week session, January 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, February 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. The current session ends December 7th. Tapping is a style of dance that turns you into a musician, using your feet and tap shoes as the percussive instrument. Susan has been teaching fitness classes for over 25 years. Chair Yoga Hybrid Class, Fridays 9:30 to 10:15 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Rebecca Reber, 8-week session, November 17th through February 2nd, no classes December 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Join this relaxing class with stretching. Yoga is excellent for loosening muscle tension and maintaining range of motion for the joints. Most of the class takes place while sitting. Rebecca teaches at many local senior centers and is a 200-hour Yoga Fit International Training System, Inc., RYT certified instructor. Virtual class, Staying Active and Independent for Life, Thursdays 9:15 to 10 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Derry Tanner, 8-week session from November 16th through January 18th, no classes December 28th. SAIL is a safe and effective fitness class on Zoom. Learn research-tested strength, balance, and flexibility exercises that can help to make you stronger. Derry is a retired nurse and certified personal trainer. Notes: try any class for the first time risk-free. If you don't want to sign up for the session, pay no fee. And to pay for a fitness class, please make your check payable to Town of Sudbury. Scholarships may be available to offset cost. And for move updates, what is cancelled and what is running during the transition to the new center? Due to the move to the new community center and all that's involved, including packing, organizing, and then moving in and setting up and checking new systems, the Sudbury Senior Center staff expect the senior center to be closed to the public from Monday, December 11th through Monday, January 1st, with the hope of reopening on Tuesday, January 2nd. Keep in mind that the dates mentioned are still subject to change, but as of the writing of this newsletter, that is what is being planned on. Please note, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, December 11th, 12th, and 13th, we will not have access to phones or computers and will not be able to return calls and emails. All in-person and virtual programs are canceled, except for Tai Chi and meditation. December 14th through 29th, calls and emails. We expect to be able to return to phone calls and emails. There will likely be some delays. December 11th through the 29th, canceled programs include the following. All in-person programs such as Canasta, Bridge, Cribbage, and Mahjong, Fit for the Future, Zumba Gold, and Chair Yoga, Informal Grief Group, Let's Play Chess, Watercolors Drop-In, Love and Spoonful, and Baked Goods. Two caveats to the cancellations. We found a space at Congregation Bethel for the Tai Chi and Mindful Meditation classes for the weeks of December 11th and December 18th. Virtual programs. Staying Active and Independent for Life fitness class will continue virtually. Services such as Fix-It, Friendly Visitor, Grocery Shopping, Good Now to Go, Sand Buckets, Legal Clinic, and Phone Buddies will continue during the move dates. For the most up-to-date information, please call us at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. All dates are subject to change should the construction dates shift. From the volunteer news section, huge thanks go to the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, volunteers from Warm Hands, the Chinese American Association of Sudbury, and general members of the community, both young and old, who carried out wonderful acts of kindness to help our seniors during the month of November. This is further testimony as to how community members really come together to help each other. What we do. Our volunteers make small outdoor and within garage home repairs, provide technology support, make weekly phone calls or outdoor home visits to seniors, do weekly grocery shopping with delivery for seniors, help out at special events, deliver library materials to seniors unable to get to Good Now, welcome people as they come into the senior center, deliver meals to clients at home, and much more. Thank you to String Trio members Kathy Gates, Julian Cole, and Senior Center volunteer Kathleen Marshall for playing at the Senior Flu Clinic held in October. If you would like to apply to become a volunteer of the Senior Center or to learn about our volunteer opportunities, please contact Janet Lipkin, Coordinator of Volunteer Programs, at 978-639-3223, or email Lipkinj at sudbury.ma.us, or visit the Senior Center webpage at sudburyseniorcenter.org. The program highlight Sand Buckets for the Winter. Our volunteer Sand Bucket Brigade is all geared up. This is a collaborative effort of the Wayside Inn, which donates the empty buckets, the Department of Public Works, which fills the empty buckets with sand, and our Senior Center volunteers, who make the deliveries to the homes of seniors that request sand. The sand can then be applied by the homeowner to the walkways and driveways to help prevent slips and falls. A huge thank you in advance to our Sand Bucket Brigade for helping to keep our seniors safe. If you are in need of a sand bucket for the winter, please call Janet Lipkin at 978-639-3223, and we will have a volunteer deliver it to your residence within a few days of the request being made. From community information, multicultural events celebrated in December. December 7th through 15th, Hanukkah. December 8th, Bodhi Holiday. December 25th, Christmas Day. And December 26th, Kwanzaa. Open calls, auditions for Cattails. Calling all actors, auditions for Cattails, an all-family show featuring Jellicle Cats by T.S. Eliot and The Cat That Walked By Himself by Rudyard Kipling. Looking for older adults for the play and for the crew. Auditions will be held on January 4th, 2024 at 10 a.m. at the First Church of Sudbury, 327 Concord Road, Parish Hall, the first floor in Sudbury. Please contact Eugene Warner by email at seniorcattails@gmail.com. Again, that's one word, seniorcattails@gmail.com, to sign up or call 617-826-9080. If you have questions or need further information, please check out their website at seniorcattails, one word, seniorcattails.org. Town of Sudbury, Town Center, Holiday Village, Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., featuring live music, games, gift market, and comfort food. Events coming in January 2024, Pathways Coffee Hour, Wednesday, January 10th, 2 p.m. In collaboration with our hosts at the Sudbury Senior Center's new center, Springwell is delighted to resume a monthly Pathways Coffee Hour, where members of the LGBTQIA plus community and allies can gather in person to enjoy coffee, pastries, conversation, and community. Feel free to drop in anytime. For information, contact Julie Nowak. Her email address, jnowak@springwell.com, or call 508-573-7288 to leave a confidential voicemail. Harvey Leonard, Chief Meteorologist Emeritus, Tuesday, January 16th, 12 p.m. Meet Harvey Leonard, WCVB Channel 5's Chief Meteorologist Emeritus. After a 50-year career in meteorology, with more than 45 of those years forecasting weather in New England and 20 of those at WCVB, Harvey retired from the helm of Storm Team 5 in May 2022 and transitioned into his emeritus role. Harvey is widely regarded as the Dean of Boston Meteorology and has received numerous awards throughout his luminous career. Did you know that Harvey was one of the first meteorologists to predict the impact of the blizzard of 78? Sign up early at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. All aboard the Hip Hop Line Dance class, Tuesday, January 30th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., free class. Rhonda Drafts, Executive Director, MusicDance.edu, offers an upbeat and fun dance class especially designed for older adults. Students will do a complete warm-up to cha-cha, slide, and line dances to popular hip-hop and R&B songs. You will leave this class feeling more limber and energized. Sign up by calling the Sudbury Senior Center, beginning January 2nd. Call 978-443-3055 or email us at senior@sudbury.ma.us. iPhone and iPad Tech Workshop, Tuesday, January 30th, 2 p.m. Join the group to learn more about your iPhone and iPad. Sign up by Friday, January 26th at 978-443-3055. And Sudbury Senior Services for non-urgent needs. Home safety checks. A collaboration with the Sudbury Fire Department to ensure working smoke and CO alarms in the home of Sudbury residents. Sand buckets for winter weather. Volunteers deliver sand buckets prepared by Sudbury DPW. Legal clinic. Free 20-minute phone consultation with an elder law attorney by appointment on the second Tuesday of the month. Phone buddies. Volunteers make weekly calls to older Sudbury adults who would like to socialize. Friendly visitor program. Volunteers make weekly outdoor home visits to Sudbury seniors unable to leave their homes. Grocery shopping. Volunteers make weekly visits to supermarkets and deliver food to the homes of Sudbury residents. Lockbox, a small safe with the owner's house key, is affixed to the home for emergency access by the fire department. Sponsored by Sudbury Firefighters IAFF Local 2023. Meals on Wheels, hot lunch delivered to older residents who are unable to leave home. A $3 donation is suggested. Call Springwell Inc. at 508-573-7200. Outreach and information. How do older adults benefit from online banking? Online banking offers older adults plenty of advantages. It's convenient. With online banking, you don't have to wait until your local branch is open. You can access your accounts at any time, on any day, from anywhere that you have an internet connection. It's nearby. You don't need to drive, rely on transportation, or worry about navigating in bad weather to get to the bank. With online banking, simply turn on your computer or unlock your smartphone. It's accessible. Although not true in every case, your bank's website may include assistive technologies, such as screen readers and voice command capabilities, that make online banking easier for individuals with disabilities. It's automatic. Most banks and credit unions offer this service, so you don't have to switch financial institutions in order to take advantage of online banking. If available, online banking comes with the accounts you already have. You'll just need to set up your login and password to get started, both of which you can do from your bank's website. It's safe. You've probably heard stories of thieves stealing physical checks from the mail, changing their amounts and cashing them. Although banks typically bear the burden for such crime, and most victims eventually get their money back, the disruption and stress it causes is very real. With online banking, you can avoid this risk altogether. Because all transactions are paperless, including any bills you pay, no one can steal your checks or copy down your account information from one. Instead, your bank uses a secure method called encryption to send and receive money on your behalf. And another thing, though it's unlikely you carry around large sums of cash, you won't have to worry about someone stealing your wallet or purse on your way to and from the bank. Making Memories Cafe, Tuesday, no December meeting. 2 to 3:30 p.m. Next cafe is on Tuesday, January 16th. Bring your loved ones with memory loss to enjoy refreshments, uplifting entertainment or an activity, and companionship with others. These events are perfect opportunities for you to take a break, socialize with other family caregivers, and simply enjoy spending time with your loved one. This cafe is sponsored by Bridges by Epic and will meet on the third Tuesday of the month. Reservations are required by calling the Sudbury Senior Center at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Hearing Clinic, Friday, December 8th, 9:30 to 11 a.m., Michael Drennan, BCHIS of Rogers Hearing Solutions, offers complimentary wax and hearing screenings on the second Friday of the month. Call the Senior Center at 978-443-3055 for an appointment. Grief Support Group, Tuesday, December 5th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The Grief Support Group meets on the first Tuesday of the month. Group facilitator is Jane Banger, chaplain at Faith and Family Hospice. Registration is required by calling Anna Christina Oliveira at 978-639-3268. Blood Pressure Walk-In Clinic, Thursday, December 7th and Friday, December 15th at the DPW building from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. A Sudbury Health Department nurse will check your blood pressure and answer questions. Health Department is in the DPW building at 275 Old Lancaster Road. Call 978-443-3055 for more information. And Low Vision Support Group, Thursday, December 7th, 1 to 2 p.m., meets on the first Thursday of the month. Outreach and information. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. If you want to change your Medicare plan, don't wait. Time is running out to review your options and see if there is a better plan for you for next year. Some drug plans have changed, including big premium increases. Make sure your prescriptions are covered before it's too late. December 7th is the last day of open enrollment. Train Shine volunteers offer free, confidential counseling on all aspects of Medicare and related health insurance programs. To schedule a Shine phone appointment, please call Anna Christina Oliveira, Assistant Director, Outreach Coordinator, at 978-639-3268. Sudbury Food Pantry, Ascension Parish, formerly Our Lady of Fatima, 160 Concord Road in Sudbury. Telephone number 978-443-7725. Hours Wednesdays and Fridays from 12 to 2:15 p.m. Residents are invited to shop at the food pantry once per week. Sign up online to schedule your pickup. Open Table, 33 Main Street, Maynard. Telephone number 978-369-2275 or email info@opentable.org. The pantry is operating as an open-air drive-through service. Volunteers bring pre-packed bags of groceries to cars. Prepared meals may also be available. Hours are Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m., seniors 65 plus, Tuesdays 3 to 6:30 p.m., and Thursdays 1 to 4:30 p.m. To register, go to opentable.org/registration/. For more information about pre-ordering food or ordering by phone, go to opentable.org/order/. Fuel Assistance 2023 to 2024. The Fuel Assistance Program is an energy assistance program that can help you pay for heating costs during the heating season between November 1st and April 30th of each year. If you have questions or to see if you qualify, call the Senior Center and ask to speak with Ana Cristina Oliveira, Assistant Director, Outreach Coordinator, at 978-443-3055. A Sudbury Connection van trip to Solomon Pond Mall, Monday, December 4th. A special shopping trip for the holidays. Van will allow riders about 2 hours at the mall. Registered van riders, please contact the MWRTA Reservation Center to schedule your trip at 508-820-4650. There is a three-person minimum for this trip. Love and Spoonful pickup on Wednesdays at 11:45 a.m. Delivery on December 6th only. Love and Spoonful is a food recovery organization that delivers food from local grocery stores that needs to be removed from shelves per guidelines, but is still safe to eat. Note, 2 bags of food per household. For Sudbury Senior Trips. April 28th through May 5th, 2024, American Music Cities. Cost is $3,399. Double per person. Travel to New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. Visit New Orleans, the jazz capital of the world. Tour Graceland in Memphis, where Elvis lived. And then on to Nashville for more fun at the Grand Ole Opry. A fun-filled trip. Sign up before all the single rooms are booked from Colette Tours. Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, the ultimate Jimmy Buffett tribute show and traditional Maine lobster bake at Foster's in York, Maine. Jimmy and the Parrots have been playing to delighted crowds for years. After the concert, enjoy a lobster luncheon. Barbecue chicken is available as an alternate choice. Cost of $137 includes the show, the lunch, transportation, and driver gratuity. The show is likely to sell out, so sign up soon from Best of Times. In July 25th through August 2nd, 2024, Alaska, America's last frontier. Your trip takes off from Logan International Airport, and your adventure begins in Fairbanks, Alaska, and ends in Anchorage. Highlights are gold mining, Museum of the North, Trans-Alaska Pipeline, dog mushing, Denali National Park, and more. Cost is $5,999, double occupancy for bookings before January 25th, 2024. Pick up a flyer at the Senior Center for more information. That from Colette Tours. And finally, from the December news section, say goodbye to the current Senior Center, Monday, December 4th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Last chance to visit our current space before we close and the building is demolished. We will have coffee, tea, and goodies available. Visit the Senior Center and the Fairbank Gym. Chat with staff about the upcoming move. We are excited for our new space, but treasure our time here. A movie Friday, December 1st at 1 p.m., A Castle for Christmas, rated PG-13, 1.5 hour runtime. To escape a scandal, a best-selling author journeys to Scotland, where she falls in love with a castle and faces off with the grumpy duke who owns it, starring Brooke Shields, Cary Elwes, and Lee Ross. Please sign up at 978-443-3055. And the medical equipment loan closet will be temporarily closed during the move. Due to the upcoming move to the new community center, the senior center's medical equipment loan closet will be temporarily closed from December 1st through the first week in January, exact date to be determined. No requests for equipment, returns or donations of equipment will be accepted during this time. Questions? Call Janet Lipkin at 978-639-3223. This concludes the reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center, for December 2023. Visit them online at www.sudburyseniorcenter.org or call 978-443-3055.